Okay, welcome back to our Experience Shabbat Shir. This week we are speaking about the illustrious topic of working on Erev Shabbat, working on Friday. And the reason why it's such a fantastic topic is because most people don't realize that there is any notion or any semblance of a prohibition, or as we'll see, maybe it's not a prohibition, maybe it's a nice idea, maybe it's something that we just should not be doing, but it's not an actual prohibition. But the notion of working on Erev Shabbat is such a foreign concept that anyone had ever thought that Chazal had ever touched upon, so I thought it was a relevant topic to speak about as we continue in our mini-series within a series preparing for Shabbos and understanding what Friday is supposed to be like in our Shabbos experience. So, despite the fact that most people are probably unaware of the fact that there is any notion of an idea of a prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos, it's somewhat intuitive when you think about it. If we view Shabbos as this experience in which we are trying to get closer to God, if you just run into Shabbos coming right off the train, and then you run into Shabbos, you throw on a suit or you throw on a dress, and then you say, okay, Shabbos is here, now let me be inspired, it's intuitive to understand that that's not how things work. The only way to actually be able to get into the right mindset of Shabbos, most likely, is if you are able to gradually work up to that process. So even if you've never heard of the concept of the prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos, then it's still clear that the notion of being able to pull yourself away slowly but surely and gradually on Friday as you lead up to Shabbos, that makes a lot of sense just from a very intuitive sense. The notion that, again, if you run off the train and just put on a suit or put on a dress, that's going to be hard to connect to Shabbos immediately. Maybe by the time Shabbos morning comes, maybe by the time Shabbos afternoon comes, you'll already start feeling something, but it takes time to gradually get into that mindset. So that's why probably, before we even get into the Gemara that talks about it, that's probably just the most sensical explanation for why there should ever be such an idea of a prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos. So is there a prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara M'sachim Anun Amabez has the following line. It says, Ha'use melacha ba'arve Shabbosos, someone who works on Erev Shabbos, v'yamim tovim, or if he works on any Erev Yantif, min ha'mincha ulamala, from the time of mincha and on, he will not see, he or she will not see any sign of blessing from that work. Now, that's an interesting way to put it. So it's not usur, it's not prohibited, just you won't see any sign of blessing. Again, I'd recommend not doing it because we don't just work for the sake of working. We work because we're trying to make some money or we're trying to move ourselves forward in the world. So if you're not going to see any sign of blessing at all from it, then it's probably pointless. So who cares if it's a prohibition? But this will be the ultimate question. Is it a prohibition or is it just something that Chazal do not recommend doing? So the Shulchan Aruch codifies this and he says, Ha'usa melacha b'erev Shabbos min ha'mincha. He also gives the same vague statement that the Gemara gives, that you just won't see any sign of blessing. So is this a prohibition, or is it just a nice thing that one should not be doing? So, hold on 1 second. A lot of people just joined. Okay. So is this a prohibition, or is this just a nice thing to not do? So the Biur Halacha talks about this right there on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says as follows. He says, V'isura nami, he says, yeah, what do you know? There actually is a prohibition associated with working on Erev Shabbos. Rak she'inu chamir ha'isur kishari isurei shavus, shahaya chayav alzeh makas mardus. So he says, there is a prohibition for one not to be doing any work on Erev Shabbos, but it's not as serious as a lot of the other things that you'll encounter. So if some other things that are you're required to do on Shabbos itself, so you'll in theory be liable for lashes for a lot of things, but when it comes to working on Erev Shabbos, it's not it is a prohibition, but it's not as strict as many of the other prohibitions. And he says, the Rambam writes this as well, and he says, the Smag writes this, and the Or Zeruah writes this. V'nireh shemekoru hu mehad p'sachim. And he says, then this idea that there's a prohibition comes from the Gemara that we just read in P'sachim. And then he says, and then he goes further, and basically explains that this seems to be clear that it is a prohibition. And he says, v'chein mashma baran, and then he says other opinions as well, but then he says, so there is an opinion out there, evidently, that not everyone agrees that it's a black and white prohibition, but that rather it's just something that, again, as we explained, it's this other vague category of you just don't receive any blessing for it. Is it prohibited? No. But is it recommended, and will you not gain any benefit from it in this world? Yes. So therefore, don't do it. Okay, so now, let's understand, when does the prohibition, or when does this time period of not being able, or not, or that one should not be be doing any work, when does that actually begin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. He says, so remember the Gemara said from Mincha and on. So what is Mincha and on? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, Yesh Mefarshim Mincha Gedola, V'yesh Mefarshim Mincha Ketana. So there are those who say that this prohibition starts from Mincha Gedola, and those who say that it starts from Mincha Ketana. Just to give you a sense of what that actually means in English, so let me just pull up. I got tomorrow's Zmanim, so this could actually make sense in English for us. So Chatzos, right? So that's midday. So that's tomorrow is at 11:38. Mincha Gedola is at approximately 12:08, and Mincha Ketana, it's not so clear, but it's probably at around 3:14 or so. So you realize it's a major difference. You're talking about early in the day, and you're talking about very early in the day that Malacha could be prohibited, or perhaps much later in the day. So Mincha Gedola versus Mincha Ketana will play a big difference. Obviously, in the winter months, it's not as big a difference. We're only talking about a couple of hours, but in the summer months, it could be a matter of several hours if you were to assume that it was Mincha Gedola, which again would be the earlier time, or Mincha Ketana. So again, some people say that Mincha Gedola, some people say Mincha Ketana, and the Mishnah Berurah says there that one is allowed to be lenient and assume that you only have to stop doing this work on Erev Shabbos from Mincha Ketana and on. So again, tomorrow that would be like around 3:14. So just like an hour before Shabbos, not such a major thing to do, but again, an idea of just stopping yourself from doing work just so that you can begin to get ready for Shabbos properly. Now, what kind of malacha, what kind of work are we talking about here that a person is not able to do on Erev Shabbos? Right, it's a lot of talk. You can't do malacha. Well, what is malacha? We know on Shabbos that there are 39 categories of malacha. There's a lot of things you can't do on Shabbos. Are all of those things prohibited on Erev Shabbos? Well, intuitively, again, of course not, because one has to be getting ready for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So what, you're going to tell me, just like I can't cook on Shabbos, so too I can't cook on Erev Shabbos? That doesn't make any sense, because how would I be able to get ready for Shabbos? So obviously, there are numerous things that are certainly going to be allowed on Erev Shabbos that are not allowed on Shabbos. So how do we explain, how do we frame what is prohibited and what is permitted? So the Ramah writes, V'dafka kishausa malacha derech keva. The only type of malacha that's going to be prohibited is anything that is like a set type of work. So aval im osa derech arai, but if you do it as if it's like a small temporary thing, the fishai, just do it for an hour or so, whatever, below kava aleha, and you're not making it like a set thing, shari, then it's going to be permissible. V'lachin mutar lechtuv igeras shlomim. And therefore, if you want to write a letter to someone, or you want to do other small things like that, even though, again, technically writing a letter, that would be obviously a Nisr D'Oraisa, a Torah prohibition to do on Shabbos, but an Erev Shabbos, that would be totally permissible. So what exactly does that mean? So anything that's a set malacha, anything that's like officially in there, you should not do, and anything that's more temporary, you can do. So how do we define what all these things are? Well, it's quite simple, actually. The Mishnah Berurah explains. He gives a very lenient approach over here. He says, Prakmatia Shari. Anything that you need, prakmatia, you can figure out what that means even if you don't speak Hebrew. Anything that's for pragmatic purposes, anything that you need to do for Erev Shabbos, obviously could be done. It goes without saying. Or even beyond that, let's say in theory, you could probably throw this in there. Let's say you had the whole week and you know you had to pay your rent or you had to pay your bills and you didn't have the time to pay your bills. And if you don't pay your bills before Shabbos comes in, you'll be in a lot of trouble. So obviously you could do that. What? So you write a few checks. How big of a deal could that be? If it's for pragmatic purposes, you got to do what you got to do. Mikomakom, unless he says, Mashma behan Gemara, the Zman Segiras Hachanuyos, who Kodim Zman Hadlakas Haneros. Now, what about closing stores, right? So most of us, I don't think anyone here owns a store or owns like a grocery store or whatever. What is a Jewish store owner supposed to do on Erev Shabbos, right? So for the most part, to tell someone that they have to be home from work on Erev Shabbos, whether they're a doctor or they're a lawyer or whatever, so that's one category of people that you would have to discuss about whether or not their work is permitted up until the last minute on Erev Shabbos. But someone who owns a store is much different, because if you own a grocery store, then that means everyone's going to be shopping in your grocery store. I think of Gourmet Glot in the Five Towns. So when is Gourmet Glot allowed to stay open until, I don't know what they actually do, but Meikar Haden Api Halacha, when are they allowed to actually stay open? So the Mishnah Berurah says technically they just have to close before candlelighting. When before candlelighting? Well, whatever. There are different opinions that are given, but as long as it's before candlelighting, it would seem that it's okay. Why? Because again, that's a pragmatic need. People need to be shopping up until the last minute for Shabbos, and therefore you are allowed to stay open. Now again, the store owner still has to be able, or and all the Jewish employees still have to be able to get out of there so that they could be able to prepare for Shabbos. Obviously, you can't have a situation where the store owner like lives in Brooklyn, let's say, and he's closing his store in the Five Towns 30 minutes before Shabbos. That's obviously not going to fly. But as long as they're able to get home home before Shabbos and get ready for Shabbos properly, even if they don't have several hours to do so. So in theory, leaving it open up until the last minute would be totally permissible according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there are even greater leniencies that the world seems to rely on, and that could be found in a different Mishnah Berurah. And this is probably going to be the number one leniency that everyone relies on. And this is also probably the reason why many of us have never even heard of the notion that there is a prohibition of doing work on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah a little bit later on. Vim hu ani, let's say someone is poor. She'in lo ma yochal, he doesn't have anything to eat. Shari, it is permissible for this poor person to work on Erev Shabbos, meaning there. Therefore, even though we say that from Mincha, the most lenient opinion, that from Mincha Ketana Aran, which we said again from tomorrow, that's like 3:15. So from 3:15 until 4:20, whenever it is, that technically one should not be working in that time, the Mishnah Berurah says that for a poor person, he is allowed to work in that time period. Why? Because he doesn't have anything to eat. So you're going to say that he should be concerned about this idea that maybe a prohibition, but it also might just be a nice thing to do. We're going to tell him to be so stringent like this. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's ridiculous. If he has to work so that he can have money to buy food, to survive, so obviously we allow such a thing. But then he writes further. He says, "V'hu adin kol ha-malachos ha-mutaros v'erev Pesach v'chol ha-moed mutaros v'erev Shabbos." So this is another category that probably we should talk about at another time, that most people don't realize that there is a prohibition. But there actually is a prohibition in theory to do malacha on Erev Pesach, and there's also a prohibition to do malacha on Chol Moed. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if something is permissible on Chol Moed, if something is permissible on Erev Pesach to do, and it's clearly also permissible to do that on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because Erev Shabbos is the least, or I should say, I guess, the most lenient time of a prohibition of Malacha. You have certain gradations. Obviously, Shabbos will be the highest, and then maybe Yom Tov would be after that, and then you have the Erev Pesach, and then Chol Moed, then maybe Erev Pesach. Erev Shabbos is the least. Whatever is prohibited on Erev Shabbos, there might be some prohibitions, but it's the least of all those things. So if it's permissible on other days of the year, then it's going to be permissible on Erev Shabbos. And that's also, by the way, so when it comes to Chol Moed, most people think that it's like a free-for-all. You can do whatever you want on Chol Moed, or certainly you can do whatever you want on Erev Pesach. And then most people assume that those days are free-for-alls. Then, of course, it goes without saying that most people assume that Erev Shabbos is going to be a free-for-all. But then he writes further, Va'afilu yishlo lechem rak hu tzarech letzarechi Shabbos le'ango bebasar v'dagim u'mashkim tovim gam kin yishlo mar d'shari. So if you read this and you started feeling really bad because you know that you're not poor and you know that you might have been working on Erev Shabbos up until this point in your life, and you said, truth be told, I really don't need to work on Erev Shabbos because thank God I have some money and I'm not considered poor. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you're an individual the reason why you need to work is because you need to do it to earn the other pleasures that you enjoy on Shabbos. Let's say, like, for your meat and for your fish and for your drinks, for all your beautiful and delicious delicacies that you have on Erev Shabbos. So if you need to work to earn the money to buy those, then also, he says, there's a leniency to do that. And you'll say, so again, most people, thank God, probably are not in such a situation. They could work the other days of the week and they still could afford the stuff for Erev Shabbos. But nonetheless, you could also make such a argument that people who are very wealthy, who work up to the last minute of on Erev Shabbos, they do so in order for them to be able to afford the lifestyle that they have. And that lifestyle includes being able to have their delicious delicacies on Erev Shabbos. True, it also pays for their vacations in the Bahamas, but it also pays for their delicious delicacies on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, even for those people, you would assume, who are working up to the last minute on Erev Shabbos, it's probably permissible for them as well, according to this opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, because we don't want anyone to have to refrain from doing something on Shabbos, which would be a mitzvah, either a rabbinic mitzvah or a Torah mitzvah, but certainly a mitzvah. We'd rather you do that mitzvah than maybe violate the potential prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos. But he says, Aval, yish li zaher bazem me'od. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes, ultimately, you have to realize something. There are so many people that are so lenient in this, right? So take a snapshot of most of us nowadays who never even heard that there was a prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos. So that's an issue. To never know that there was such an idea of a prohibition of working on Erev Shabbos until tonight, now that's problematic, right? It's one thing to say that I heard of this thing, that one should not be doing it, but I'm going to rule leniently, or I decided that I fit into the lenient category. That's an understandable place to be. But to have never heard of such a thing, that there is a prohibition to work on Erev Shabbos, which I would be afraid to take a poll out there, not just in the Zoom, but in the greater Orthodox Jewish community, how many people are aware that there is such a prohibition that's spoken about in the Gemara? So, I'd be concerned to see what the responses are. So we should at least be aware of it. So ultimately, says the Mishnah Berura, one should certainly be careful as best as they can to follow this idea of making sure that you are not doing melacha on Erev Shabbos. Which again, according to the most lenient opinion, which is acceptable to follow the most lenient opinion, that would be just like an hour or so before Shabbos on a winter Shabbos, maybe a couple of hours before Shabbos on a summer Shabbos. So really, it's not such a big deal, but one should certainly be aware of it nonetheless. So at the end of the day, since we basically justify that there's no reason for any of us to have to keep this, right? So I give a little mussar that we should all be aware of it, but none of us have to keep it. Is there any argument to make that maybe one should try to be a little bit stringent, that one should do their best to make sure that they are stopping doing malacha from an earlier time on Erev Shabbos, whether it be Mincha Gadol, maybe even from Chatzos, from midday and on? So is there any argument to make such an, to say such a thing? So the Shlach HaKadosh writes beautifully. He says, how do we encapsulate and truly understand what this prohibition or whatever this thing is of not working on Erev Shabbos? He says, umidus chasidus. It's like the right thing to do. The kedusha yisira, and it represents a loftier level of holiness. Hilios muchanim letzorech Shabbos b'melechas kvedus b'chatzos. Now, one should make sure they take care of everything they need to do for Shabbos and whatever before chatzos. That's the most strict opinion we've heard so far. Umechatzos ve'elach. And after Chatzos, yiyeh ha'esek ha'kol b'kedushas Shabbos. And the work that he does after Chatzos will all be about preparing for the holiness of Shabbos. Shekulo Shabbos, tahainu b'his'orus teshuva, that all of Shabbos is about awakening this messaging of tshuva, of repentance within ourselves, v'tikunei masim, and doing like positive things, u'v'limat ha'Torah, and learning Torah, kacha yasu kol b'nei b'ayas adzman ha'lakas neiros. He said, ideally, one should make sure that they take care of as much as they can before Chatzos, so that once Chatzos comes, they should be involved in more loftier preparations for Shabbos, such as preparing ourselves spiritually, like learning, what else did he say? Doing acts of chesed and the like, so that we can be truly prepared spiritually once Shabbos comes. And then he adds a very interesting Kabbalistic idea. He says, v'simanach, the way to remember that we should not be doing work from Chatzos and on is the fact that the pasuk says lo ta'aseh kol melacha, that you should not be doing any work on Shabbos, right? So and he emphasizes the word lo, lamed aleph, which is 31, ki b'hatchalas kedusha mechatzos, because if you begin the sanctity of the holiness of Shabbos from chatzos, right, from midday on erev Shabbos ve'ilach u'betosefes shab mosai Shabbos, and we know that we always add an extra Shabbos. We always add an extra hour on Motzei Shabbos, right? That's how Shabbos is not 24 hours, it's 25 hours. So it should tzorech lehosif mikodesh alachol harei lamed aleph sha'os. You end up having 31 hours in total. So the pasuk says, lo ta'aseh melacha, you should not do work on Shabbos. Lamed aleph is 31, and ultimately we have 31 hours. How do you get 31 hours? 25 hours of Shabbos, plus 6 hours if you stop working from midday, so that equals a total of 31 hours. One should be totally immersed in the holiness of Shabbos for 31 hours every week, starting from midday on Friday. And I'll share two more quick things. One is from the Nitei Gavriel has a beautiful story about the Ramaz father, who he was makbid to say that I'm not going to do any work on Erev Shabbos, and that's how he ascribed the fact that he became the father of the Ramaz, of Moshe Israelis. So he says as follows. We'll skip that, okay. Shahayalo Chanos Gadol. So the father of the Ramah had a really big store. V'yakar b'kol mine mashe. And he had all these delicious things there. V'yam in hago kashir higiach chatzehiyom b'erev Shabbos. And he had a custom that once midday, would come on Friday, miyad sagar achanos, immediately he would close his door. Pam achas nitkana bo hasamach mem ubalinasoso. Hasamach mem is the short way of saying like the Yitzhahara, essentially. He said the one Erev Shabbos the Yitzhahara really wanted to test him. V'hislabesh b'dimus sar gadol, and he dressed up as a big holy official, not a holy, just a big official, a big government official. V'lakach harbeis choros yikarim, and he took like the most delectable delights off of all the shelves. V'yasa ha'shoah al kol achad. And he said, I'm going to buy all these things. V'adayan lo madad kama amos yish b'kol achad. V'toch chach yigi achetzi hayom. So he was so busy gathering all these things off. And what do you know? All of a sudden, midday occurred while he was still shopping. V'halach ha'gvir l'skor hachanos k'min hago. And the Ramah's father, who had the custom always to close from midday on Erev Shabbos and on, he went to close the store. V'hasar hitchanin lo, she'itin lo haschora v'lo ratza. And this very important government official, again, it was the Yitzhara, but dressed up as an important government official, he wanted to buy all these things, and the Ramah's father said, no, I'm sorry, let's use the time, it's 12:07, and 12:07 is when Shabbos, when I close my store, so I cannot sell you anything anymore. V'hifsin ma'os harbe, and as a result of this, the Ramah's father lost a ton of money. V'kavduhu min hashamayim, but as a result, the heavens honored this man with having a son like the Ramah, the holy Rav Moshe Isserles, because of this incredible hakpada, because of this incredible practice that he had to keep his store closed, and that he even was able to keep his store closed amidst this incredible test from the Yitzhara himself. The Biur Halacha ultimately says, and this will be, we'll conclude with this, V'af shehamatzanu harbe pratei kula. If you've been listening at all, which hopefully you have been over the past 17 minutes or so, then you've heard many lenient perspectives and many reasons why you do not need to be worried about working on Erev Shabbos, binyan zeh. But mishehu yireh Hashem, yireh lechatchila lezareh zatzmo. Even though there are so many reasons why one can be lenient over here, you should try to be careful to keep this. Shelo yevo lemida zo, sheitztarech lasos ad samach leshkeh sechama, that you should not allow yourself really to work up until the last minute on Erev Shabbos, imlo misha asa dechokalo. Unless like you really need to. Again, there's always extenuating circumstances that one needs to work on Erev Shabbos. But the notion of totally obliterating this prohibition from our lives entirely, and the notion of saying that we're always going to allow ourselves to work to do anything outside of Shabbos preparations, we can do that up until sunset. That's not an appropriate thing to do. Why is it technically prohibited? Probably not. Is it even frowned upon? Potentially not even frowned upon by many. But should we do it? It's certainly not in the spirit of Shabbos, because ultimately, if you're involved in other matters up until sunset, then your mind is not going to be on what it needs to be on, and that is, of course, the Holy Shabbos. And if you come into Shabbos without your mind being on Shabbos, then it will take several hours for you to get to Shabbos, which means you'll lose many of those hours trying to just get to that point of what Shabbos is all about. Ultimately, the ideal goal is to go into Shabbos being ready to experience what Shabbos has to offer, so that once Shabbos is over, so that once Shabbos comes, you can truly get and benefit from every single one of those minutes and hours that Shabbos has, of that holiness of being able to connect to Hashem. So again, do you have to do it? Probably not. Should you do it, or should you at least think about doing it? I'd recommend so. Just to, even if it's just a few extra minutes, or ideally a few extra hours on Erev Shabbos, to set aside not to be working on anything other than Shabbos needs, and even if you can potentially prepare all of your Shabbos needs before Chatzos, it's not the craziest thing in the world to do such a thing, but to be able to get to the level just so that you can appreciate Shabbos once it actually comes and just relax and appreciate the beauty and the holiness of Shabbos, that's something that we should all aspire to, and God willing, this Shabbos, we should be zocheh to reach that. Everyone should have a beautiful night and a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos.